from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Oh boy, we are in
it. A lot, man.
Look, Sean Pendergast, when I walked in the studio today, was like, oh, you guys are going to have a lot of stuff. And it's really happening here as we start, or as we're headed towards the 11 o'clock hour. We haven't even hit the 11 o'clock hour yet.
No.
And we've got all sorts of news. So I mentioned before we went to break, Andrew Beck is being released. The fullback for the Texans, or at least he had been the fullback for the Texans, now is released. He was dealing with a calf injury all camp. We mentioned Skowronek. We mentioned Quintez Cephas. Also, Desmond King, the second, released. But one of the big ones, as we were just talking about, we're starting to get to one of the big spots that we've looked at. Fullback is one of those. Wide receiver is another one. We just talked about who you would take if you were deciding between the veteran backups, Noah Brown or Robert Woods. At least for the moment, the decision is Robert Woods, because Noah Brown has also will be released by the Texans. And so that's a really interesting one. Do you want to talk fullback? Do you want to talk wide receiver first? Because both of those, super, super intriguing.
Well,
moves.
I think they both fit in with the question of the day, too. Let's not bury that, because we like to do it every day. What were you totally wrong on?
Yeah, what were you? What player were you dead wrong about? And I imagine this might lean a very heavy Texans, but, you know, if you want to get in there and talk about, you know, the time that you were really wrong about, was it Derek White or something? Like, just someone that you were like, hey, I thought that this guy was going to be great in the NBA or in the MLB or what have you, but... Yeah. Yeah, man, there was a couple of guys that I guess for we'll throw Clinton Ron, the drive guys, in here. Because,
yeah, because I haven't been wrong on any of these yet.
Of course you haven't. Why would you be? You know,
I mean, you know, hey, if we're being
you
honest.
You guys been wrong. Why are y'all on the radio?
I did mention Noah Brown. I did mention Desmond King. I did mention the fullback. The fullback thing is what I'm most intrigued by.
Let's start there, then.
And so let's start there. Sorry, Clint. Sorry, Ron, but you guys did say Noah Brown was a lock. But I knew something was up. Now, I didn't, I'm kidding. I'm not that arrogant. I mean, we all have a little arrogance, but I'm kidding. I just knew something was up at fullback, because the third preseason game, second for most teams, but the third preseason game, I came in here and we were talking, and I said, I just kind of kept a mental loose note of how many times did they use a fullback with the first team offense? Because I didn't see it a lot in training camp. I saw Cade Stover running some, you know, fullback and motion into fullback and out of fullback. I saw, you know, several, Brevin Jordan.
Yeah.
British Brooks.
Yeah.
The dude with the massive thighs, which might fit that role. Never saw an actual by trade, by definition, fullback with the first team in practice. So the third preseason game, I kept a mental note, never saw him.
Yeah.
Never saw a true fullback with the first team off. So I kind of, and again, I'm exaggerating when I said I knew that. I had a hunch something was up at fullback.
It was an area of intrigue.
Yes.
Yeah.
So something is up at fullback.
Yeah. And I mean, if you know this system that's kind of deviated from the Shanahan system, all these different places, you know that the fullback factors in greatly. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could have said in the preseason, well, we're using vanilla offenses, so maybe they're not getting into all of those things. But no, you expected the fullback to be a part of it.
Some reps, right?
Right. You got to get some of it, especially as they were running all sorts of different people into that spot, right? As you mentioned, they were trying a lot of different spot people in that spot in the absence of Andrew Beck dealing with that calf injury. But I do want to go to this D'Amico cut from yesterday, his press conference, as he met with the media, right, about this time, in fact. And he was asked directly, how important the fullback position is to the roster, and can it be replaced by tight end? And his answer, I thought, was illuminating, and probably we should have known that Andrew Beck might not be on this roster.
With that position, right, called the fullback tight end position, right, I think is very, very flexible, right, and it's dependent upon, right, who you're facing, right, and the defensive structures that you're facing that particular week, and how do we gain an advantage by utilizing that position, right, to whether it's to create angles in the running game or to create a mismatch in the passing game as well. So it's all predicated on who you're playing that particular week, and does that position provide an advantage for you? So I think there are times, you know, and there are games certainly when you can utilize that position to your advantage.
He told us.
So if that position is going to be kind
he
of
told that we weren't listening.
It's a little bit of a part-time position.
Yeah.
Why pay a full-time price for it, right?
Yeah.
By the way, Troy Harrison released too, but he might be able to come back on the
Wow. Okay, so there are no fullbacks.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
he's eligible to come back on the practice squad.
No, yeah. But I mean in terms but, of yeah. like All right, so that was the hunch I had, that they would not carry a true fullback. It does not appear they're going to carry a true fullback. But D'Amico told us. He literally at the beginning I said tight end fullback. He didn't say full. They asked him about the fullback position, yeah. And he said tight end fullback. We weren't listening.
And so
we didn't hear him.
Before we talk about the wide receiver a little bit more, I do want to cap this off with fullback or tight end fullback, as maybe we need to call it now. Do you think that him saying that then makes it so that this is where the fullback responsibility is just going to be kind of thrown over to the tight end room? We've all seen it in this day and age of work where everybody's companies are trying to save money, and so they get rid of some jobs and they take those responsibilities and they just, now this is a part of your responsibility.
Yes.
Is that something that's going to be spread out, or do you think that's going to just be a part of the tight ends? Because there's questions about, could Damian Pierce as a big bruiser do some of that fullback stuff, which we haven't seen him do, but could British Brooks maybe remain on this team in order to help do some of those things?
Yeah, I think both of those are very intriguing. If they keep Damian Pierce, and I could see, well, British Brooks would be a fullback. He's one that has played there, but he's a running back by trade. If they keep Damian Pierce, they might be saying, all right, we're going to keep you. But because of your style of play and the way you like to bang in there, you're going to have to line up at fullback.
So, don't we all?
We all do. Could you see that? I could see where maybe, I mean, he's not an enormous guy, but in this offense, you're also coming out of the backfield. You know, you're chipping guys and going to the next level. Kind of what you talked about in the game that, you know, you had had an issue with, on that one running play.
Yeah.
So,
but Damian Pierce not the best blocker though, man.
He's not the best pass blocker.
Yeah, he was kind of messing up with that last.
So that could affect
season.
It. No, I think realistically it's going to be Stover, Brevin Jordan, maybe if they keep British Brooks a little. British Brooks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Noah Brown has been released as well. And that was kind of really intriguing because wide receiver is the room that we were trying to get a feel for. And it felt like there was a few permutations of the way they could handle this.
Yeah.
They could go with vets and know what the production was. They could kind of split it with when we're talking about backups, I want to be clear, right? Obviously, your starters are as your starters are. Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, all solidified. Ink it. Write it in gold if you want to.
Yeah.
Right? But the three or four wide receivers after that, do you go with vets, meaning Brown and Woods kind of stay and they are able to solidify that because they have a level of production and level knowledge and stay there? Do you go with just youth, with maybe Mechie, Hutchinson, and, you know, have just the youth and the upwards potential of that there?
Yeah.
Or do you kind of try and find a mix? And as of right now, you go away from just the pure veteran spot because Noah Brown, who knows this system pretty well, He does all of the little things,
yeah.
And he has the possibility to pop, although he has injury issues, is no longer on this roster.
Yeah, look, they're telling us that too. So let's not miss on this cue. They're going young. They're going young. Xavier Hutchinson is on this squad. If I had to make a bet today, John Metchie is also on this squad. If I had to make a bet right now, because Noah Brown is out, there's your veteran presence as you talked about. Ben Skoranek is out. That's another one. Robert Woods is on the market reportedly.
Do we know if he's on the market? If there's interest from him,
interest from
him.
The Steelers, yeah, that might be a better way to put it. Cephas is out.
Yes.
So that really only leaves Xavier Hutchinson, John Metchie, and Robert Woods, because Steven Sims is kind of in his own category. You know, he's a returner and all that. So, yeah, they're going young. If I had to bet right now, you're going to have Hutchinson and Metchie on the squad.
Man, I was wrong on that one, man. Speaking of being wrong, yeah. I was wrong on
yeah.
that.
Now, Metchie could still, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I'm just saying what they're telling us so far.
Yeah, I ain't think they was going to release Noah Brown, though. I thought he was safe.
Reggie, that's big.
Yeah. Do you feel big. Especially because, like, look, we could talk about what it means for the roster itself. Sometimes the decisions that are being made tell you a little bit about the decision-making process yes. of the people that are making them. And I thought that this roster cutdown day would be real interesting to get a little bit more insight into how Caserio works, how D'Amico Ryans works. And I already was putting up like what might be a demerit with the Dameon Pierce thought process, but you've seen the ways that they've also been kind of progressive in their thinking. Moving on from Andrew Beck and maybe moving that position to a little bit more flex to give them an opportunity to have another spot.
Yeah.
Not feeling like they are handcuffed to the production and the capabilities that Noah Brown has to maybe go for the upside of young, talented potential. Do you feel like you're seeing a little bit of a getting more insight into the way that they think?
Yeah. Yeah. I think exactly what you're talking about. I think they're banking on the upside, which we talked about in the first segment of these two young guys. Keep in mind, I say Noah Brown, that's big. It is. He had back-to-back games last year for this coordinator with this quarterback on this team of 6 catches, 153 yards, and 8 catches, 172 yards.
Yeah.
And he's cut.
They signed him back this year.
And he's cut.
Yeah, signed him back this year.
Or maybe I made too grand of a ordeal of the decision-making process. Maybe the decision-making process is just availability is an ability that they care about a whole bunch. Because you notice some of the guys we're talking about here also.
They all played.
They played, but then also there's guys that had, like Andrew Beck had injury issues, and Noah Brown has injury issues. Like maybe that ultimately is something that not to overlook in the course of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's I think we're seeing the transition happening during our show right before our very eyes here, and there's more to come. I can guarantee you that.
So no official fullback on this roster. It'll help the help them maybe with the lost spot, as Cody Stutes is mentioning on Twitter rather. Maybe they do keep 3 quarterbacks. Maybe that's part of what they're doing here. So
or
that
7 wide receivers. You know, I'm on an island on that, but I still feel that.
Okay, man, more to come over the day because they're still not at 53 just yet, but we're getting a little bit of insight into what this looks like. Coming up next, it's 11 o'clock hour, which means we'll have B. Scott in studio to talk about all things Texas, but also we'll go around the NFL, talk about some of the notable cuts, as well as, is Dalvin Cook really still got it? We'll talk about that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.